Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Walton. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 10/26/23, Mr. Walton performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and has a very severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/20/23, there's been no change period in paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Taylor Strickland. This goes to the Novant Oceanside Family Medicine. On 10/26/23, Mrs. Strickland performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/5/23, there's been a slight deterioration. Period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing slight progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Geremia, G-E-R-E-M-I-A. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughan. On 10/26/23, Mr. Geremia performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dallas Langley. This goes to Dr. Justin Asbury. On 10/26/23, Mr. Langley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. New paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 3/23/23, there's been improvement. Period. New paragraph. Impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Doris Hatch. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 10/26/23, Mrs. Hatch performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/5/23, there's been no significant change. Period. Of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Josh Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 10/26/23, Mr. Rowland performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in either effort or response to bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, normal study with a possible bronchospastic component, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/15/17, there's been no significant change, period. Thank you.